A year ago, the North End Ferry Authority purchased a 160-foot oil rig supply vessel using about $2 million of a $3 million loan from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program. The Kaufman Cove-based authority had hoped the remaining loan money would pay for converting the ship for a passenger ferry service in southern Southeast. The authority's manager, Kent Miller, says the overhaul work has not happened, and he says he's disappointed in the delay to the startup of service.
I should think that potential customers are disappointed as well. We do get calls and emails every day from people who've seen our previous advertising, which, as you know, anticipated a 2013 start. And previously, we thought we'd get it going even sooner than that.
The ferry was supposed to be up and running in 2012, but was delayed until this year and will be delayed again due to a shortfall in funding for that overhaul work. The lowest bid for the refit came in at $1.8 million, nearly twice the anticipated cost. So the authority has applied for an additional federal loan of $1.7 million. Miller says the federal agency has asked the Independent Ferry Authority to reduce its latest loan application. He says they hope to secure the needed money in time for next year.
We should have ample time to start up in March or April of 2014. It does remain to be seen whether the budget cuts and additional information we provide USDA will be satisfactory, first, and second, whether they'll have funding available for the additional loan that we've applied for.
The vessel purchased by the authority has been renamed the Rainforest Islander. It's docked in Paterson, Louisiana. The authority wants to offer four-day-a-week service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff Island near Petersburg, as well as three-day-a-week service between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan. It's one of two port authorities formed in the region to improve transportation to Prince of Wales Island. The Hollis-based Inner Island Ferry Authority used to offer the service between Kaufman, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff, but discontinued it in 2009 due to low ridership. Miller acknowledges uncertainty with future federal financing in light of federal budget cutting. He says the new ferry service still makes financial sense despite the increase in the cost of the vessel. The total USDA loan money could be around $4.5 million with the latest application, and the authority will have to show it can repay that loan money.
The amount of debt will go up, and so our challenge right now is to demonstrate to the lender that we can provide decent debt service coverage for that additional money. We thought we had accomplished this last fall and that the results were acceptable, but as it turns out, they need more information, so we're furnishing that now.
If the North End Authority is able to secure that additional loan money this year, the new ferry could be starting up in the spring of 2014. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.